This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Nobody.
And Angie.
I forgot for a minute.
If
I was nobody, I'd forget too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nobody's got a lot on his mind. Nobody can save us now.
603-283-6160. That's the new call-in line. Write it down. 603-283-6160. Put it in your phone. I mean, do people write anymore? I'm holding the writing implement as we speak. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I found a piece of show prep here. Certainly, I expected it to happen, but I didn't expect it to happen this quickly. From The Hill by Christina Marcos. Hello, Christina. Representative Marjorie Greene files articles of impeachment against Biden.
Yeah, she said she was going to do that first day.
And she did.
Well, so not a day late and a dollar short.
If this is the first full
day. At least she's irresponsible responsibly.
Representative Marjorie Greene, Republican of Georgia. I mean, you knew it was going to be an R, right? Like, what were the other options?
Yeah.
Said Thursday that she...
As, you know, they did, just to be fair, I mean, the Democrats impeached the Republicans president for nothing, so this is probably going to be a quad-annual occurrence now.
I say it's a good thing. I'm not going to get what I want out of the federal government, in all likelihood, probably in my lifetime. I don't know.
They might all kill each other.
Well, nobody's going to take some kind of futuristic laser saw and cut off Washington, D.C. and send
it
down.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody I was going to do that.
At this point, we haven't created the futuristic laser saw that would cut Washington, D.C. and have it float out into the Potomac.
But when we do, right, nobody's going to do it.
Right. Right. You can trust nobody to do that. So, because I'm not going to get what I want, even on several different levels out of the federal government, the sort of the last line of what I would like to see the federal government do, the lowest threshold of what I'd like to see them do, is argue to the point that they don't interfere with our lives at all. You know, the less the better.
Because the fact is, there's no news. There's just the truth of the signal and the puppet theater carried out for the somnambulant public.
That sounds right, as a matter of fact.
What do you mean by the truth of the signal?
That's actually from Firefly / Serenity.
Okay.
Mr. Universe, who's a hacker, speaking.
Okay.
And the signal is what they call their internet.
Okay.
Right, and so basically what it is to some extent, it's the rumor, right? Like, it's how believable any given statement is. Like,
well, you can't believe them at all.
That's the thing. You don't know what to believe. At this point,
the signal-to-noise ratio is zero, so you can just safely ignore whatever they say.
Right, and it took...
Except they'll kill you.
It took man, this particular species of ape, it took humans to somehow turn this the largest collection of the world's facts and knowledge into a dystopian noise machine. You can't trust a thing that comes out of it. Obviously,
well,
there's something you can trust, but...
Being a partisan of mankind, I'm pro-human. I like humans.
I'm pretty anti-human, so this should be interesting.
But I gotta say that we're the only ones who could screw the internet up, because we're the only ones who could create it.
Well, there's a given within my statement, yes.
There's that's not an entire negative that we're the only ones who could screw it up.
Yeah. I'm sure I can come up with some gilding to my thesis to make
humans
it clear.
Humans rock. It's groups that suck.
Let's go on with the article here, because I honestly have not had a chance to read this. I was hit with it at the very start of the show, and, well, you know, I'm going to go with it because it sounds like the biggest thing around. It's worth mentioning whether
That's
it goes nowhere.
That's what she said.
There is essentially no... we don't have any idea whether or not this is going to go anywhere. I doubt very seriously it will. But, you know, Marjorie wanted to throw it in the first day, so let's give her a hearing.
And yeah, this is just a little, you know, she's just giving a smack on the back of his head. That's all.
This is red
meat. He won't know it. He's senile.
Red meat for Republicans. So going on, it says... Only a day after he's sworn into office, the text of Green's articles of impeachment specify any impeachable offenses committed by Biden was not immediately available, so we don't know. But Green indicated that the articles accused Biden of abusing his power while serving as vice president by allowing his son, Hunter, to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. President Joe Biden is unfit to hold the office of presidency. His pattern of abuse of power as President Obama's vice president is lengthy and disturbing. President Biden.
None of that's false.
What's that? Yeah, it doesn't seem. Well, I mean, you know, these people didn't get where they are by being Boy Scouts and singing off key and choir.
It's not false. It's not unusual, but it's not. But it's not false. I haven't heard a lie yet.
He's vice president is lengthy and disturbing. President Biden has demonstrated that he will do whatever it takes to bail out his son Hunter and line his family's pockets with cash from corrupt foreign energy companies.
True.
I'm best we can tell, Trump essentially did the same thing.
Sure. He's a politician.
Yeah. He employed most of his children, his children.
Yeah.
But, you know, although it's not clear that he paid them with federal funds to do anything.
No. Okay. What is clear?
My father, as dean of the College of Pharmacy, actually did employ me as a computer programmer. But he paid me out of his pocket because he didn't want to be accused of nepotism. So it was just, I want you to learn this, and I want this tool to make my job easier, so build it for me, and I'll give you money.
The Trump administration attempted on multiple occasions to hold events, federal events, you know, government events, at his properties in different locations around the world, which clearly would benefit perhaps not him. He may have divested himself of his holdings, but his children, who have all those holdings, who were certainly not invisible in the limelight of Washington, D.C.
Do you have to have invisible children?
You do not.
Okay, good, because those are hard to make.
Green, the representative here, previously signaled last week that she would introduce articles of impeachment against Biden on the day of his inauguration, and this is reported the day after. Green made the announcement.
Did she accuse him of rigging the election? That's what I want to know.
Well, at this point, we don't have the actual text of it.
Right.
But we have things that she's said previously. At this point, I think it's fair to say, when the media is very specific, when they say that the election wasn't, they don't say the election wasn't rigged. They say that accusations that the election was rigged are unfounded, uncorroborated, unsupported. They'll use terminology like this. So the contention...
And it's really interesting because, you know, now all through Trump's reign, they were saying, oh, he said, without evidence, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, when have they ever asked a president for evidence?
So
they don't have to have evidence.
I think that the term without evidence is not entirely fair. Let's say you have the Hope Diamond. It just comes to mind as a valuable thing. And it is in... help me out. In a display case in London? I have no idea.
I hope so.
Yeah. In a museum surrounded by all kinds of security and these sorts of things. You come in the next day and the Hope Diamond is missing. Now, that's... You could call that evidence that it has been stolen, but there is no evidence that it has been stolen all at the same time, right?
Like
the fact we don't know. We haven't even looked at the scene.
Right.
Is there any evidence?
Why haven't we been
there's allowed? No other evidence than the lack of the Hope Diamond. And everybody's like, I don't know where it is. So is that evidence?
But
that
I hope we
stolen?
Find it.
Right. Well, yes, they do.
You're hope, on the case.
Hope away.
Yep.
Indeed. So all I'm saying is that, is there evidence? Well, a very Republican state somehow went blue. So there's some evidence.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free talk
maybe
line.
Maybe they held their breath.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live.
talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Nobody.
And Angie.
And Jay.
Woohoo!
And Jay.
I thought you said and Jay briefly.
And Jay.
Well, sounds kind
of... We look similar.
The call-in line, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm talking about the impeachment here, and we're discussing it, because, you know, why not? Like, let's just start this. Let's file these letters of impeachment before these people even get in office.
Can we just put them on an island and let them fight it out?
I'm for that.
Sure. Send them into the octagon.
I wonder whether any of this will ever result in Congress taking back some of its powers from the president. I mean,
No.
What powers did they need to take back?
War powers. The power to declare war and conclude peace is vested in Congress by the Constitution, and by the War Powers Act, they have more or less passed that buck to the president. Now, the founders specifically didn't give it to one individual because he's more likely to be ego-driven in the way he uses it.
Okay.
So that's a severe violation.
Yeah, I'm long past believing that somehow we're going to get to a point where the politicians actually decide, oh, yeah, hey, remember that federalism thing? That was a great idea. Let's get back to that.
It's easy to do. Make America states again. Just get rid of the federal government and figure out if we need one at all. If we do, we can make a tiny, tiny one, and it won't cost very much.
What would you do with the military were we to make America states again?
With the military, I mean, in terms of with its hardware, I would
the
probably...
The Navy's just full of hardware, you
I
know?
Would probably divide it between the several states.
Would you divide it in 50 parts, or would it be based on population?
I don't know.
Does Wyoming get an aircraft carrier?
Well, that's an excellent question. One thing that you could do is you could say, okay, well, we're gonna start at zero, and anybody can put bids on this equipment, and you know, if you bid on it, then basically you have to pay the other states for it.
Yeah, the last thing I want to see is a state that wants that equipment to get it.
I don't mind so long as they're willing to pay for it.
Yeah,
because if they pay for it, then they're not going to want to break it.
That's true.
And they might want to use it.
When they use it for stuff.
Yeah, the difficulty is determining what a used aircraft carrier is worth. I mean, when it comes to...
Well, that's what auctions are for, is to determine the market price of the unpriceable.
Sure. The difficulty is that you're limiting the auction immediately to presumably states and territories of the United States.
I didn't
57.
Necessarily say that. Okay. As a matter of fact, I would say if a militia unit wants to bid on an aircraft carrier, they should be perfectly welcome to. I mean, the founding fathers had privately owned warships.
It sounds like the UAE is going to have a whole bunch of nuclear subs if you open it up to everybody.
Well, it's true, but then we've got a whole bunch of money.
Money ain't much when they run. As Washington, D.C. has proven, that power and money are basically interchangeable. That, you know,
well, money is energy.
Yes.
Because you can burn it?
Well, because you can burn it, and because you can use it to motivate people to act. So, and because it is produced by exerting energy. Well, energy is never created nor destroyed. It just changes form, and sometimes it changes into money.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fair argument. I mean, I haven't heard it described as energy, but I think that's, you know, relatively fair. Going on, Green, this is the representative that has filed the impeachment articles against Joe Biden, made the announcement hours after the House voted last week to impeach former President Trump for inciting a violent mob of his supporters who broke into the Capitol on January 6th to stop Congress from ratifying Biden's election victory.
And such a compelling speech it was. It was like the St. Crispin's Day speech, except he just said, shut up and go home.
He said that
nice
what?
Summary.
Trump.
No, he said to, you know, to march up to the Capitol.
Well, no, he did say to
peacefully
protest.
Support our Republican allies and things like
right.
that. Now, admittedly,
but then as soon as there was a sign of violence, he was like, yeah, this isn't what I had in mind. Go home.
Oh, I don't think that Donald Trump, I would be very, very clear that Donald Trump did not reach the threshold for whatever incitement to riot is. I mean, there's some correlation in his speaking to, you know, sort of on the same day as the riot occurs. But, you know, the people that are making the accusations are not to be trusted.
Yeah.
And have been long against Donald Trump.
And it's truly terrifying, I think, because basically what he did was he questioned the validity of an election. Now, let's consider that it was the other way around, and Biden, when he runs for re-election, assuming that Kamala Harris doesn't poison his coffee, what would they have him do if he believes that election has been stolen from him? Would they say, shut up and go home, Mr. Biden? They stole it fair and square? Or would they tell him to squawk?
Right, and that's the, I do agree that Donald Trump views the world in a fashion that is highly beneficial to Donald Trump.
Sure.
So
he's a psycho. Well, he wouldn't be president otherwise.
Right. However, and I was really surprised. I expected Donald Trump to win because it is really hard to beat standing presidents.
I expected him to win because he had 30,000 people at his rallies and Joe Biden had 30 at his.
Can he run again in 2024 since he wasn't impeached?
He's awful old.
Yeah, I mean, America doesn't tend to like old presidents. Joe Biden is older than Trump, but...
And America didn't like him, so there's your evidence.
He's got to be in his late 70s. I don't have that.
Oh, I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah, he's quite old. But then again, so is Biden. And Biden only got in because Donald Trump is such a distasteful individual. But then again, Donald Trump only got in because Hillary Clinton is such a distasteful individual. And
I would say that Joe Biden only got in because they did indeed rig the vote.
It could be.
If this be treason, make the most of it. But
I tend to... I don't know that they rigged the vote, and I don't know that they didn't rig the vote, and therefore, I just have sort of nothing to say on the topic. Could they rig the vote? Oh, yeah. I've long since stopped putting things past these people. There's no depth to which they will not stoop. By these people, I mean in both parties.
And given even their public rhetoric about Trump. I mean, they surely created the impression that they not only would but should do win by any means necessary. So, considering that they rig every other election in the world as best they can through the CIA, why not us? Would it violate their morals?
Well, I don't think it violates their morals, and the only argument against it is that there's no evidence for it. But simply means
they didn't get caught.
The crime was well committed. You know?
It's the best evidence that the Democrats didn't do it.
603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful, blonde. The coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that DinoVite provides.
Is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The DinoVite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky says the Biden administration has set an ambitious vaccine goal.
I don't think late February we're going to have vaccine in every pharmacy in this country. We set 100 million doses in the first 100 days, and we're going to stick to that plan.
Walensky telling NBC's Today Show even if they do meet the vaccine goal, there will still be a lot of Americans who need the vaccine. House Committee on Oversight and Reform Chairman Carol Maloney on Thursday requested the FBI to investigate the social media platform Parler and any role it may have played in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The New York Democrats sending the letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray. Parler's role regarding January 6th is unknown, but we do know that Facebook groups were utilized by the people who rioted at the Capitol. USA Radio News. Americans filing 900,000 new unemployment claims last week, a figure slightly lower than expected and a small drop from the week prior as the coronavirus continues to surge nationwide. Economists had predicted Americans would file 935,000 claims last week. President Joe Biden's top medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, announced the United States is renewing their support for the World Health Organization.
The Biden administration also intends to be fully engaged in advancing global health, supporting global health security, and the global health security agenda, and building a healthier future for all people.
Former President Trump pulling the United States out of the WHO, accusing the agency of protecting China as the coronavirus pandemic took off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. Record that number so that you've got it in whatever manner you record things. And that way, you know, you don't have to remember. Listen to me the next time. 603-283-6160. Mark with you.
Nobody from LetNobody.com.
And Angie.
Welcome, both of you. For those who want to know, Ian is returning from his foray out into the great wide world. And
he left New Hampshire.
He did.
So strange.
Brave.
I drove him across the state line myself. And in this case, not a felony. What's that?
He didn't take his car?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, his car's at my house.
Okay.
But he will be back to, I presume, get it there. Yeah, it's on the way, so he'll probably get that. And my expectation is that he will arrive sometime this evening to sometime early tomorrow morning.
Nice. Sounded that way, although he sounded like he was planning on a good 24 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I hope that that's the case. I'm sure he will enjoy that. Let's go to the phones. We will talk about... Well, first I want to talk about Bitcoin. I actually spent the whole day talking about Bitcoin today with a variety of people who are quite intelligent and on the subject. And the expectation
that now that Wall Street, hedge funds, major family funds, major possessors of money are investing in the Bitcoin sphere, it's going to just continue to go up, up, up. Now, I don't mean that there won't be downs, because today's a down.
There's a down.
Yep. There's a...
How far down?
I think it went from... It depends on what you would consider how far up. So if you say it was at 39, it's down to 31.
It was 31.5, something
last
like that.
Last I saw.
Oh, okay.
So
now, are the alts doing the same? Because we're due for a correction of Bitcoin versus alts when people figure out that you can't afford to use Bitcoin for what it's for, and you can afford to use alts for what they're for.
Yeah, so I don't the alts have been doing the things they've been doing. I haven't been watching today, so I can't really comment on it. It's not it's not integral to what I do during the day. But good luck with the cryptos out there. The expectation is that if buying Bitcoin by these people, that I was really impressed by what they had to say, is that it's a good idea. So,
well, wait till they get a load of modern monetary theory.
Yeah, well, they'll love it.
Yeah, it's like, is pretty much the theory that the government can lift itself by its own bootstraps by just printing money.
Right. You'll do better trying to propel yourself to the moon via your own flatulence than using monetary fund to theory to somehow save the world from its own troubles. Just not going to work. Let's go to the phones. We've got Scott, not Scott the Bigot.
Yeah,
it's now Scott the Anti-Semite from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
He's become a specific bigot.
Was he a general bigot before?
Or did we just overestimate him?
What was that, Scott?
Good evening.
Hey,
good evening.
Scott.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
You know, the American people are stupid, and I'll tell you why. They don't realize that. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Elmer Fudd, Mickey Mouse. You know what? It doesn't matter because their elected officials are all bought and paid for. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact, and I can prove it because let's look at AIPAC for one moment. AIPAC stands for American Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Does that count as mentioning a Jewish name? I just wanted to know.
No, I would say that political organizations are definitely in they are proper targets.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering whether or
you
not...
You don't have to hate Jews to be irritated at the Israeli government.
I won't get rid of him. I was just guessing for myself that he would say a Jewish name within 35 seconds of answering the thing, and it was 41.
Yeah. AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, wields such tremendous power, and we're joined to the hip with Israel. And if these congressmen and senators don't vote for Israel, guess what? They're booted out of there. They're out of there. And they're intimidated and they're petrified of AIPAC. In fact, they take their marching orders from AIPAC. So we could get into a war with Iran, and they would vote in Israel's favor for the simple reason that they don't want to lose their seats. And
it does seem that, when we think about all the countries in the world, mm-hmm. A, there isn't a Great Britain lobby, right? Like, not one that I've ever heard of, anyway.
Right.
There's not a Canada lobby that I've ever heard of, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, A, odd that there's an AIPAC, that it exists, and B, that this particular nation wields such power. I'd say Canada, Great Britain, and several other nations, Germany, France, they hold the same kind of power that Israel does.
Mm-hmm.
But
I wouldn't say the same level of power, though.
Okay.
I mean, people aren't terrified to irritate the queen.
They aren't
terrified? They are not terrified, as far as I can tell. I mean, they don't do it very often because, they're the ruling class. Their interests are mostly the same. But Israel also has something beyond a lobby, or quite possibly has something beyond a lobby, which is Epstein. And, Epstein was a very strange pedophile. He didn't look for girls that looked very, very young. He looked for girls who were young but looked older. That's kind of weird. And then you have these cameras everywhere. And,
Well, I'll say this regarding it. If a nation does not have a program where they take women who are underage that might be mistaken for at age, take those young women onto planes, hide them from influential captains of industry and politicians and judges and these sorts of things until everybody's two or three drinks in.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that you find people who drink versus ones who don't, and it's easy to do. I mean, the vast majority of the population drinks, so no problem, that part. And then they bring the girls out for a dance show. Everybody likes dancing, and there's nothing wrong with dancing. And then the girls go to chit-chat and, you know, do what it is that they've been hired to do. If a country doesn't have a program like that, my God, our spy networks suck.
Is that what AIPAC is?
No, AIPAC is something entirely different. But
okay.
He brought up Epstein.
Okay.
The suggestion is that Epstein, because he has a Jewish name, worked for Mossad.
Not because he has a Jewish name.
Well, there's a variety.
Because,
there's a whole bunch of evidence.
Because the Giselle chick.
Where was his island?
Her father was definitely Mossad. I think that's acknowledged. He was given a hero's funeral by the Israeli government for unspecified heroism.
Thank you for the call, Scott. Yeah, it's there's a lot of reasons to believe it's Mossad. I don't know. Maybe Epstein worked for the United States government, and the CIA wanted to have power over people like Bill Clinton, Bill Richardson. I can't even begin the list off the top of my head.
They would be my number two choice because whoever it was somebody who was able to tell a United States federal processor or federal prosecutor. He's attached to intelligence and above your pay grade, and not only get what they wanted, which was a sweetheart deal, but when he said that, nobody asked him. Who asked him? Who told him that?
Yeah.
Nobody said. Really? Who said that?
And it's a testimony to journalism that they were able to crack this open as far as they did.
I don't know. They were the ones who didn't ask who.
You don't know. So, I mean, what we have is the Miami Herald reporting on this, and we don't know whether they asked or not. We know that they didn't report.
Certain journalistic agencies did shine, but ABC buried this story for years.
Yes.
They had it.
Yes.
One of their people was got caught on a hot mic, just raging about how she had this story 3 years ago, and nobody would publish it. They said it didn't matter.
Yeah. So that's, you know, interesting.
Okay.
I don't know. Your thoughts, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here on Free Talk Live, where Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in. Talk live on the airwaves, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We try to make it easy for you to get your voice heard on, what, 200 radio stations across the country? It's pretty impressive. So, the number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And let's go right to the phones. We've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
At the inauguration, Jennifer Lopez sang, "This land is your land."
Oh, and I knew Lady Gaga sang, but I didn't know what star-studded event this was.
And Garth Brooks sang.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Well, and now he's got even more friends in low places.
Yes, he does. He wore his boots.
Now, the problem with that song is that...
Jennifer Lopez's song? What's the song?
This land is your land. This land is my land.
Yep.
This land. See, you get these morons who argue the politics of immigration restrictions by comparing it to restricting who may enter your house. Okay. Or, you know, if you own a movie theater, you can turn people away because they're drunk, or disorderly, that sort of thing. The owner has a right to restrict who may enter, and that we as a country, by extension, Donald Trump, as our president, has a right to build a wall along the perimeter of the property line. They equate these lines on the map with property boundaries, and that's total nonsense because the individual has an unalienable right to live in any country that he or she wants to live in on land that he or she buys or otherwise acquires a legitimate right to occupy, such as, renting an apartment from the person who owns the building.
Right. I mean, you know, you can't, it's difficult to have a conversation about immigration without somebody popping in and saying, well, what if some people came into your house and sat down on your couch and went through your refrigerator? I mean, it's almost always the thing that's said.
Yeah, and they get
the thing is, what if somebody came into your house and said to your guest, oh, you're not allowed to be here. Well, what do you mean he's not allowed to be here? I invited him here. And the thing is, being in the country is not the same as being in my living room.
And being, if we do equate it, keep in mind when my wife and I got engaged and I invited her to move to the United States, they still wouldn't let her enter the United States until she went through all the hassles and interrogation and paying fees and everything to get a K-1 visa, which is permission from bureaucrats. Now, having said this, by the way, let me point something out. U.S. Senator Sassy from Nebraska has recently lashed out at the treatment by the Chinese government of Uyghur Muslims. These people, when they're not in China, let's say they're out in the United Arab Emirates, and
those
they're
different people. But okay,
these Uyghurs, the Chinese consulate won't renew their passport, and because the Chinese government is picking on them, and will only issue them a one-way travel document to get back to China. And people who are glad right now that maybe there's a little change of heart in Washington, D.C. with Joe Biden, this is the opportunity to say, hey, look, just allow by executive order, allow the airlines in, like at Dubai, Emirati Airlines has a one-way flight, has a nonstop flight to Boston. Let them allow the person to get on the plane with that document. And, I mean, why else would they have that document except that the Chinese government is picking on them, which is the basis for refugee status in the United States. It just the executive order.
The one caveat I'd have to your plan here, Tom, is that I don't have to pay for any of this. Right. That this is, if somebody comes here to this country to build a better life for themselves, I'm all for that, so long as no taxpayer is milked, or anything else that rhymes with ilk.
Can we trade all our communists for the Hong Kong freedom fighters? Because that way they would get what they wanted, a totalitarian government, and the Hong Kong freedom fighters would get freedom.
There you go. I'm in.
Yeah, there you go. What they got to do is let these people move to the United States that way. And in order to make, you said they don't take up our tax money. All they got to do is abolish all the zoning restrictions, and immediately there will be an abundance of new jobs in demolition and construction, and then a glut of new housing on the market where because there's so many new apartments being built, the landlords will have to lower the rents in order to fill them. And it's the Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol, and those types of people will finally see immigrants and black people moving into, quote, their, unquote, town, and they're going to get furious, and we can sit back and
I don't know if that's what their motivation is, but we'll see. I think it's I certainly like the idea of opening up immigration for, we'll use the Uyghurs right now because this is one of the du jour topics. The Uyghurs, a lot of Americans seem to want is China to be able to be attacked over their treatment of these people. Whereas, if you just open it up so they could move somewhere, anywhere, and they didn't have to be in China, I'll bet you a whole bunch of them would go. And if they did, then we could see rise, fall, or whatever, whether or not they can be successful. Because one thing we know for certain is the geopolitical realm in which you live determines to some extent or another how successful you're going to be in life. That's just it. If you happen to be stuck in one of these assholes, as Trump referred to them, yeah. It's going to affect you poorly. If you happen to be born into one of the better places, it's going to affect you positively. So I would like to see a merit-based society where people who can do good things for all of us in the marketplace are able to do those things rather than them being, harvested for their organs, which is about the most ordinary thing in the world that you could ask from somebody. It's extraordinarily bad, but, yeah, it's a baseline. We've all got a liver. That's what I'm saying.
There's 50 ways to leave your liver.
I imagine you're at about 52 or 53 at this point. All right. So, there you go. Thanks for the call, Tom. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Going on with this article here on articles of impeachment against President Biden from The Hill. The investigation by Senate Republicans last year into corruption allegations against the Bidens found no evidence of wrongdoing by the current president. The report, released last September, also did not find evidence that Hunter Biden's work for the Ukrainian company Burisma influenced U.S. foreign policy. House Democrats have yet to formally send the article of impeachment against Trump over his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol to the Senate for a trial. Now, the only point of this particular trial is to make sure that Donald Trump can't run in 2024 for the presidency. They're just holding it over his head. They can't do anything else. That's it. Now, it's been said, the allegations have been floated, that Mitch McConnell, ring-ring, had a little chat with Donald Trump and said, hey, if you pardon Julian Assange, or I suppose Edward Snowden, maybe Ross Ulbricht, or whomever it was that he said that should not be pardoned, that you will be much more likely to be impeached.
Who is Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell is the head senator, basically, head Republican senator. So the Republicans were in charge of the Senate.
That's Senate Majority Leader,
right,
is the official.
Okay.
Title.
And They were in charge of the House, excuse me, the Senate, and they recently, it's now 50-50 with Kamala Harris, who is the vice president, is also the president of the Senate. So it's 51-50 in the Senate, Kamala Harris being the tie-breaking vote.
Okay.
I'm curious.
But it takes more than 50% to convict, right?
I don't know how it all works.
I believe it takes a two-thirds majority to convict, but I'm not sure.
I'm not the constitutional scholar. I haven't looked this up as far as it goes, but those are the things that I have heard. And, you know, enough of the Republicans, I believe, are glad to be rid of Trump and do not want him to come back. Their cozy little relationship with the Democrats up to that point was definitely turned on its ear by Trump. I mean, he came in and he's like a bull in a china shop, did a bunch of things, you know. I'm not saying he wasn't corrupt. I'm just saying
he was different from the Democrats.
He's a different
sort of corrupt. Other Republicans are identical to him.
He's a different sort of corrupt. The kind of corrupt that Washington hasn't seen a lot of.
Nice.
If Trump wanted to drain the swamp, he'd have drained it. He didn't want to drain it.
No.
So, there you go. Anyway, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your opinions. Free Talk Live. That's what we do. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.